Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshitz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
Welcome into Over Under 985. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshitz. We are previewing the Home Run Derby today. And as most people know, if you haven't heard yet, the studios in Brighton have now moved to Dorchester. Not sure if you saw that on Twitter or anything like that.
Only like 400 times, Joe.
But we are now in the old studio here at the Beasley Communications Center. But we wanted to bring you at least our predictions and our thoughts on the Home Run Derby this year. But first off, Dan, this is something I like to place action on. Like, I want action in the Home Run Derby. And when it comes to action, I want a dog in the race. And I know that Bryce Harper is the big dog in the race at home in Washington, but do you look at the favorites in this one? Like, do you like Bryce Harper in this? And the way I look at it is, I want some nice value. That's what I want in the Home Run Derby. So I want to chase somebody that might be plus 400, plus 500 in the Derby. Right now, my odds, I saw Bryce Harper was the favorite earlier today. At some places, he's plus 360. I've seen plus 200 just over the last few hours. But when you're betting on the Derby, do you go at the hometown guy? And what are some of the value looks that you, at least you give in the Derby?
So I'm going to be honest and upfront with you, Joe. I am not a good Derby bettor. I've never won a Derby bet in terms of never, I've actually never picked a Derby winner. So just straight up, I am not a good Derby bettor. So I personally will not be betting on the Derby. I'm in a few pools here and there, randomly drawn and everything, but I'm not a good Derby bettor. However, what I will say is in no way, shape, or form, if I was going to bet on the Derby tonight, would I ever take Bryce Harper. Not only has he not played well, but just the fact that he's the favorite, hasn't played well, the value is low. The combination of the three things just screamed to me that is not the play. That is not the play that you want to be making tonight. For me personally, I like Freddie Freeman. I know Freeman's heading up against Harper in the first round, so obviously you're going to know real quick whether Freeman is really dangerous and a legitimate, you know, threat in this thing. I also like Jesus Aguilar, obviously. I think he's kind of the trendy dog pick just because of the fact that he's been mashing so much, obviously this year. And he's just been off the charts. He's been just dominating for Milwaukee, hitting bombs everywhere. So obviously that's kind of the thing. As you said, I'm not a big fade guy in the Derby, and I know the last two.
Well, it's hard to hit. Yeah, that's why the odds are so good. There's so much value on the board.
Right, and so it's just not my thing, Joe. So I mean, what I'll say here is, again, I'm a Freeman and Aguilar guy tonight. I know Aguilar is probably a little bit more square, even though he's a value dog, just because, you know, he's just because everyone's just kind of on him. I know that there's a bunch of my friends are on Muncy tonight because he is so the opposite the other way. He's like the least square play on the board. So a whole bunch of my buddies are on Aguilar tonight. Or, I mean, on Muncy. So, I mean, that's kind of the thing. But we'll see. I mean, it is what it is. I'm not big on them. Who do you got, Joe? Who you are?
Well, tonight? Who do I got? I got Kyle Schwarber. I like the lefties. I like the heavy lefties. Listen, I'm really getting like into it here, but I like the guys who hit the ball further. The further they hit it, the more time they get to watch it, relax, and get set back in. So Schwarber, and by the way, the odds with Schwarber, that he was one of the bottom, I guess, as far as favorites go or dogs go.
Yeah.
Now I believe he's second. And my up-to-the-minute odds on this thing's been changing all day long. But my up to the minute odds are right now +400, Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, I mean that makes some sense to me. He's a good power hitter. He doesn't hit at all for average. So if you're gonna, it's all or nothing with him. So I mean, you're gonna get some good pop there. Good pop there. I mean, you know, Aguilar obviously is the same thing, left sided bat. So I mean, it's just, listen, I like Schwarber. It makes sense to me. I understand why people are gonna kind of load up, especially since there was value early there. Do you think the value is gone on Schwarber at this point, though?
No. I think it's stay away from Bryce Harper. He's at home. There's pressure. He's not hitting really well this year. You see his average?
He's been terrible.
Under 220. There's too much pressure on that guy. And how many hometown people really have won it in the past? Did Frazier do it? Well, I know he's in Cincinnati. He might have got traded. I know when it comes to hometown teams, I don't know. There's a lot of pressure on those guys. Yet they also get the vote when it comes down to it. But now it's the competition. You match up the hitters in a bracket, which I don't really care about. But if you ask me, I'm going Kyle Schwarber, and I would stay the hell away from the hometown guy, Bryce Harper, in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with you. I'm staying far away from Harper. I think Harper's probably the worst play on the entire board tonight if I honestly had to choose one. Again, you know me, Joe. I'm going with Freeman. I think that first-round matchup will kind of determine everything. If Freeman gets out of the first round, look out. If he doesn't get out of the first round, then you know where you stand. And Harper may make a little bit of a run here. I'm personally not betting on the Derby tonight. I'm in a few pools with my buddies. Obviously, in the fourth pool just entered, obviously, my buddy was like, come on, enter the pools. I got fine, whatever. Obviously, random draw. Who do I get? Bryce Harper. Who do I have in two of the four pools that I'm now in? Bryce Harper. So this just sucks. But I'm trying to trade away Harper because I really don't want him. What I will say, Joe, is that I think that tonight is actually going to be more fun than we thought. I know there are big names. I mean, listen, Bregman. Don't sleep on Alex Bregman either because that kid has power, Joe. I think it's something like he's hit like 40 dongs in the past like 105 games, something ridiculous like that.
His odds have improved. Just to give you a quick rundown, and I probably should have started with this. A quick look past in the past of the Home Run Derby. Judge was +180 last year. He won it. Yep. He was a second overall favorite. Stanton, the year before that, +400. He was tied for first. Frazier, mentioned him a couple of years ago,
yep.
+500. He was tied for first. Cespedes was tied for third. He went back to back. He was third and fifth. Nobody wanted him. Like, talk about value there. And then you got Prince Fielder. Whoa. +600. He was fourth. Cano, when he won it, who's suspended now, was seventh at +900. And then David Ortiz back in 2010, he was second. And great value at Ortiz in that spot.
Yeah.
So the trend is saying that the favorites are probably the way to go. Not with Bryce Harper at home. I'd go with some sort of dog.
So that makes kind of some sense in regards to, or that kind of leans to creating some regards to taking Schwarber on your end there. Especially since, obviously, you don't want to go Harper. And you obviously know that the value is, probably gone in Schwarber, but still, if he's out the second favorite, again, you see the trend where he closed. He's down to that second favorite on that +400 area. That's not terrible. That's not personally for me. I'm going to go with Freeman. That's still my pick. I would probably sprinkle maybe a little bit on Aguilar. Again, I think he's probably going to be the square kind of underdog tonight. I think a lot of people are going to end up laying money on him just because he's been just hot the past couple weeks. So I think that you'll probably end up seeing that. So maybe a little square option by me, but still some good value there. I personally cannot take Harper. I would tell you at all costs probably avoid Harper tonight.
If you have disposable income, have some fun and bet them all. Bet them all but Bryce Harper. Just bet them all. And see if you come away with somebody. I do that in UFC. I don't know if there's great odds here. I actually tried to do it one year at the Derby. But again, we'll be watching. That's what baseball wants. And we can put some action on it. So he's got Freeman. I got Schwarber. I'm sure we'll talk about this next week on Over Under 985. Coming up, though, we're going to take a look at the All-Star game. It counts. No, it doesn't anymore. We'll get into that coming up Over Under 985.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 985.
All right, welcome in Over Under 985, the podcast, which you're hearing right now on 985thesportsup.com. Are we on iTunes yet?
We're not on iTunes yet. We're still working out some kinks on that end. We're going to be up in the next week or two. Hopefully, we're getting there. We're getting there.
It's like a whole security thing there, you know?
Yeah, you have to upload a, you have to upload a podcast. They have to listen to it. They have to verify it. It's a pain in the butt.
What is all that?
I don't know.
It's like trying to get into the building here at the new Dorchester Studios.
Seriously.
Beasley Media.
I went downstairs. I didn't park in the back lot last night because I was like, I don't want to go through that stuff tonight. Tried to go into the front door. It's locked.
Yeah, I went through some sketchy side door.
Yeah, that's what I had to do last night. I had to go. I walked over to the garage, put my thing against it, and it went around. Walked in. I was like, God, this is gross.
Well, we got the All-Star Game. The Midsummer Classic, which I don't know.
Lost.
Can I bet on it? That will make it interesting,
yeah,
right?
You can bet on it. Of course you can.
So, who's the favorite and who's the underdog? And we know that it's in Washington.
Yeah, right now, American League, not surprisingly, is the favorite, lining up at minus 130. Over under is at 7, juiced to the over, so minus 125 on the over. Personally, I mean, if you want to do the first five innings, a lot of bettors love the first five options.
I'll go under. I don't even know what it is, and I'll go under.
Under 3.5 is plus 110. Plus 110 on the under 3.5 on the first five. So that's an interesting bet. American League still favored in the first one, minus 125. So that's an interesting bet. And an interesting thing here, Joe, minus a half a run for the American League in the first five is plus 110. Usually you see plus 110 off of like a minus 150, minus 140 line on the first five innings. So that's a little bit low.
Maybe a Mookie Betts leadoff home run off Scherzer.
So that's, so yeah, I mean, that's an interesting value there, especially in the first five. I am going to say that I want to avoid the starters at all costs later in the game, so I'll probably roll with the first five-inning bet. I kind of like American League at minus 125. Now, I'm not going to lay any big money on this. This is just a little bit for fun. I like this more than like anything in the Derby tonight just because, I can't pick a Derby winner to save my life. I will tell you that I have picked the All-Star game past seven times in a row. I've gotten 7 for 7. So I'm a big All-Star game guy just because I don't do the Derby. American League this year, kind of, I'm liking it. Minus 125, first five.
How do you not bet the American League? I did some research today, Dan, you know? Yeah. I was looking up a little. The American League dominates. They dominate. They've won 12 of the last 15 All-Star games. Why go against the trend? Well, and I don't care if it's in Washington. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, ride the streak.
You shouldn't care, Joe. Who are the elite teams in the league right now?
All American League teams.
So, I mean, where are you going to put your money? Come on. I mean, listen, it's a little square. I get that. But, I mean, I'm not riding the dog.
That's why nobody cares. Such a square and there's no value.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. There is no value.
Maybe the total, right?
I mean, if you want to play the under is 7, juiced to plus 105. The under 3.
No hook or anything, just 7, huh?
Under 7, plus 105. Under 3.5, first five innings, plus 110.
So listen, this is just Joe Murray strategy. I don't read about this stuff, or I don't, you know, like it's like, don't split 10s or when people play poker or whatever. If I see something without a hook in there, 7, I like the over. Like, you know, it's just like immediately I'm like, that's too low. Or it just, something seems awkward about the line at 7 where clearly they get money on both sides. You get the best pitchers, Chris Sale versus Scherzer. Like, that's what's going to start it. They'll probably get one inning apiece.
But does Sale even start? Because we have heard some rumble.
Yeah.
That Sale might not even pass.
So that's something to watch for. But, I mean, don't you want to see an exciting game? I want to see an exciting game. So in that case, over. But again, that 7 could be the sucker bet on the over.
Yeah, I mean, the over is definitely the square bet there. I'll be honest. I mean, the American League is probably the square bet, too, especially at minus 130 or minus 125 in the first five. What I will say is I do think that the best idea right now is to just, you know, roll with the American League first five, see what you got there. You know, or if you want to take that minus a half a run, basically saying the American League will be up by at least one run in the first five innings, plus 110, there's your value on the American League. So if you take the American League through the first five innings, assuming that Chris Sale starts and, you know, everything else kind of goes to plan, you know, the American League should be up by a run in the first five innings. I mean, they should win pretty easily. That run line for the American League, -1.5, is plus 165, so not too high either. So I don't want to roll with that. That's not enough value for me, honestly. So I'll probably, if I was going to roll with something, I'm probably going American League -1.5 at plus 110 or just the F5 money line, -125. I kind of like the F5 money line just because, you know, you got that plush.
not that big of a deal. You know, you're paying the extra 25 cents. It's a little bit of a square play for sure, but I'd rather roll with that.
Baseball's a square sport. It's a square sport. Yeah, I mean, you see all the best winners against the spread this year in baseball? The Red Sox are number one?
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, Joe, it's not usually the square. This year has been extremely square just because there's four elite teams, and they consistently win. The Astros, the Indians, the Red Sox, and the Yankees. And all you have to do is continuously take them and parlay them and whatever, and people are just killing books this year. And that's why you see some of those, like, you know, like the Monmouth books and everything, like, have, like, the Astros at, like, -350 every single night because they just don't want to get killed on the Astros. So they pay all them dogs when they lose, but, I mean, they don't want to get that crazy Astros money or that crazy Red Sox money or obviously that crazy Yankees money, et cetera.
I know there's MVP odds. I don't know if they're out yet, but Bryce Harper, right? I mean, Max Scherzer, the hometown guys have to be in there. That's just what I would think of. You got to look, who are they playing? I kind of stay away from the MVP stuff in these type of games. You know, like in the NBA, I'll have some fun with it. NHL, it's like, hey, who's the hometown team? You know, but this game, it's probably Bryce Harper or Scherzer, and I don't think Scherzer will get it. So maybe Harper, but if you like the American League, I don't know, JD Martinez. Would it be, you know, Judge? I mean, you think of some of the names that could maybe take one deep, put them ahead.
So I'm not seeing any odds right now.
Because they want to know who's going to play.
Right. It doesn't look like anything's up yet, which makes sense because, again, there's a whole bunch of guys that may not end up playing. Like a guy like Sale may not end up playing. So that's, you know, kind of the way it is. I will say that, you know, all the MLB home run odds for tonight are up, so there's a ton of those.
Whoa.
There's a ton of those. You know, if you want to bet Javi Baez over 12.5 home runs first round, you can bet that, you know. So there's a ton of options tonight for Lisa Derby.
Ooh.
So maybe I'll partake in some of the props instead of some, you know, the winners and the head-to-head. So maybe that'll be a little bit more fun. But, yeah, I mean, I do see value in the American League, and I know it's stupid. I know there's not a huge edge there. I'm not saying lay a whole bunch of money down. Like, I had the France team total. I ended up taking that in the World Cup final. That was basically my play after. I liked the under initially. I ended up taking the France team total and ended up hitting that, which was nice. So I did crush that. Obviously, you crushed the World Cup, by the way.
I had a very good weekend.
Yeah, so you crushed
France. I'm very happy.
Did you end up hedging on Croatia?
No. I doubled down.
You laid it.
And I took the over.
That's great. So I did not end up playing the over as big as I thought. The under as big as I thought. I played the under and I took the.
It was over in the first half?
Yep.
The first 45, yeah.
Yep.
First 30 minutes of the game.
France team total and the under. Our France team total hit, the under, they lost.
Croatia's player won the golden ball, though.
Yes, he did. Modric won the golden
ball. Yeah.
But the thing was, there wasn't that much value on Modric to win the golden ball. He was still at, like, not too much. So it was interesting.
All right. There you go. All-star, predictions? Square predictions?
Yeah, I mean, it's really. It's
square predictions.
Square itself. What I will say is that we're doing some short episodes this week, obviously, because we're moving. We don't have the resources and the, you know, the studio time to do longer episodes. So what we're going to do is probably maybe we'll try and get one more short episode in this week. No promises. If we can't get one more short one in, we'll have a long one for you this week. And I promise you, we'll kind of recap everything. We'll recap the World Cup. We'll recap this. We'll recap everything. And we'll kind of go into some other stuff to obviously answer your questions at the window. Do everything as per normal.
Over under 985, send in your questions. We're gathering lots of questions, and we'll have a full podcast for you next week. Right here, over under 985. Who you got?